Dr. Saber, dictating an office note on patient Rebecca Lee. Date of birth is 11-2-1983. Date of service 7-13-2023. Per paragraph, the patient is 39-year-old female who presents to my office to check on her kidneys. Per paragraph, she has past medical history significant for COVID in June 2022, treated with early treatment and recovered. She had residual headaches for a few weeks after COVID period. Next, chronic rash for the last few months that she noticed over her torso and upper extremities. Next, episodes of symptoms of UTI prompting her to go to the urgent care center several times. She had the workup and CT scans. She was treated with Rocephin injections and Toradol at one point, and she felt better. Period. Past surgical history includes his surgery for ingrown toenails. Period. Allergy. She's allergic to iodine with contrast. Period. Social history. No smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. She has one kid. She works as an assistant team leader at Whole Food Market. Pure paragraph. Family history. Father's medical history is unknown to patient. Mother has frequent UTIs and shingles. Grandfather, cancer and kidney stone and kidney stones. Paragraph, review systems, reveals occasional headache, joint supra mobility. Of note, patient gets acupuncture regularly for the last 8 years. Patient denies chest pain, however she does have positional tachycardia and palpitations. She sees Dr. Gaurav Agarwala, G-A-U-R-A-V Agarwala, A-G-G-A-R-W-A-L-A at HCA Northwest. She reports episodes of pounding, flank pain area, going to her bowels and then having the urge to empty her bowels over the 6 hour period. Denies any diarrhea. Period, nocturia times one, no straining upon urination, complete bladder emptying, no incontinence, regular cycles, no leg edema. Skin rash as noted above, or other systems reviewed are negative. Current medications, ondansetron. She also takes Digestacure, D-I-G-E-S-T-A-C-U-R-E, autoimmune-X supplement. Also takes B12 and ashwagandha on and off. On physical exam, her vital signs as mentioned above, HNT, pupil generally active to light and accommodation, injected conjunctive and sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugulovenous extension bilaterally, most oral mucosal no pharyngeal erythema, noted paragraph, neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart cells, our regular rate and rhythm, normal sphenous 2, no members heard, no friction, bird length, clitoral auscultation, no crackles or visual abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no gary rebound or rigidity extremities. There's no edema in the lower extremity skin. She does have lesions typical for tinea versicolor that could be delineated over her upper extremities, neck and torso. Period. Neuro exam is non-focal. Investigations from June show the following. CBC is completely normal. Hemoglobin of 12.3. CMP shows BUN of 4, creatinine 0.71. Albumin of 2.0, potassium 3.5, normal liver function tests. TSH was normal at 1.34. ANA was 1:60 titer. I'm sorry, 1:160 positive titer. CRP was elevated at 12. Period, paragraph. Assessment and plan. Positive ANA with high titer 1:160, possible lupus, possible vasculitis. We're going to do a workup to do an ANA subpanel and repeat the CRP, and patient is going to see rheumatology for further opinion as well. Period. Next, tinea versicolor. Patient would like to see a dermatologist for accurate diagnosis and treatment. Period. Paragraph. Next. History, personal history of COVID-19, no apparent sequela, period paragraph. Next, history of frequent UTIs. We're going to recheck a check a UA and go from there, and further workup as well. Patient is going to see back in 2 weeks for further recommendations. End of report, thanks.